All right, strap in, everyone. We're going deep on Skeleton Crew. Episode 4 specifically.
Okay.
Can't say I remember Noah Datton.
Yeah.
And wow, so much to talk about with this one.
Oh, yeah.
You guys sent in some great stuff. And
lots to unpack.
Yeah. This one felt especially heavy, you know?
Yeah, it did. There's a lot going on under the surface, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we have the crew thinking they're finally going home.
Right.
And then crash landing on at Akron.
Right.
But it's not just a little detour.
Right.
It feels like we're headed into a darker chapter of Star Wars, honestly.
Totally. And the way the episode, like, plays with your expectations is so clever.
Yeah.
Like, you have these kids, they're dreaming of a peaceful Ad-Atten.
Right.
Then bam, ruined cities, warring factions, this sense of unease. Like, you can practically feel it through the screen.
Yeah.
What do you think about that contrast?
Oh, I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's such a great way to show that theme of disillusionment, which we've kind of been seeing throughout the series. You know, these kids, they're starting to see that the galaxy is not all sunshine and adventures.
Right.
You know, there's a real cost to conflict, and they're seeing it right in front of them.
Yeah, and I mean, the way that they show that, you know, like that ruined house with the tree growing through it?
Yeah.
And Neil notices that right away it felt so symbolic, almost like foreshadowing.
Yeah, it's like this isn't just a temporary setback.
Yeah.
And Akron's been changed, like fundamentally changed by this conflict.
Right.
Makes you think, can it even heal?
Whoa, okay, that's deep.
Right.
So, like, being stranded on a war-torn planet isn't enough.
Yeah.
They run into the Troiks and Hattons.
Of course. Got to add more problems to the mix.
Right. Talk about being caught between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
What did you think about how they introduced these warring clans?
It's so interesting. I think the show uses them really well to, like, explore different philosophies about conflict, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have the Troiks. They seem to just embrace this warrior culture.
Yeah.
Even the kids are trained to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Neil, who's like a total pacifist. Can't even hold a blaster.
Right.
It's a stark contrast, for sure.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
Sets the stage for some really interesting character development, I think.
Yeah, especially for Neil.
Oh, for sure.
It's like this whole episode, his entire belief system is challenged.
Yeah, he's uncomfortable with violence, but then he's also starting to see that, like, inaction can have consequences, too.
Right. Right.
It's a tough spot.
Yeah. What stood out to you about, like, his journey in this episode?
Well, I think his encounter with Haina.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Troik warrior girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's pivotal, you
yeah.
know? She's everything he hates, aggressive, like a hardened warrior, and just no doubt about how she lives her life.
Right.
But there's also this, like, curiosity between them,
mm-hmm.
a willingness to try to see the other person's point of view.
Right.
It's complex.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we're going to see that keep going throughout the series.
I think so, too. And it's not even just about what they say. It's what they do.
Yeah.
Like, when Neil shares his rations.
Oh, with the kids, yeah.
With the younger Troik children, yeah. Like, everyone's on edge.
Mm-hmm.
It's this tense environment, but he still shows this compassion.
It's a good point.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you think that could have a ripple effect?
I think it has to, you know, it's that reminder that even when everything's going wrong,
right,
that human connection, empathy can still exist.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe it makes Haina think, question her beliefs a bit.
Challenge that warrior culture.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
And speaking of subtle rebellion.
Oh, here we go.
Jod.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta admit, I mean, his solution to the Stolenopi problem.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
But a little unsettling.
Yeah.
What do you think about his decision to barter with Wim's date Ares?
Morally ambiguous, for sure. But it shows how complex Jod is.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, he's super protective of these kids.
Right.
Will do anything to keep them safe.
Yeah.
But he's not above bending the rules.
Yeah.
Even taking advantage of someone's trust to get what he wants.
Right. Makes you wonder.
Yeah.
What are the limits of his loyalty?
Right.
How far will he go to protect them?
Is he willing to throw away his morals for the sake of the crew?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, it's a good question.
And it really adds another layer of tension to his relationship with them. Like, they trust him, but do they really know him?
Yeah.
And what happens when they find out the lengths that he'll go to?
Yeah, ticking time bomb.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's just one of the many, like, threads this episode sets up.
Right.
The Fallen Sanctum, too.
Oh, yeah.
Feels like such a turning point in their journey.
Big time.
What do you think about that place?
Well, I mean, you get those serious Ancient Secrets vibes, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's like a dark...
Like the supervisor's tower, but like more ominous.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And finding those coordinates to other planets there,
right.
That feels huge.
It's a big clue.
Yeah, like a breadcrumb trail leading to something much bigger.
Right. And then the fact that the coordinates to Atten specifically were destroyed.
Oh, yeah. Red flag.
Yeah, right. Like someone's deliberately trying to keep Atten hidden.
Right. Like what are they protecting?
Right. Powerful artifact. Forbidden technology. Something even darker.
Adds to the mystery, for sure.
It does.
Deepens the intrigue.
Yeah.
But every answer leads to new questions, as we all know.
Right.
And in this episode, the biggest question of all comes with this, like, shocking betrayal.
Right.
What did you think about the reveal that SM-33 destroyed the coordinates?
My jaw dropped.
Seriously.
Yeah, I knew we couldn't trust everyone but their own droid.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Especially for the kids, they rely on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great twist, though.
It is.
It subverts expectations, throws the whole mission into chaos.
Right.
But it's not just a plot device.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us think about some uncomfortable truths.
About technology.
Exactly.
Like, even the most advanced AI, it's still a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And tools can be used for good or for bad.
Right. And that's what's so chilling about SM-33.
Yeah.
Going from helpful friend to scary threat.
Right. It's like a reminder that even the things we trust can be used against us.
Exactly. And it brings up all those ethical questions.
Okay.
Like, whose fault is it when AI goes bad?
Right.
Is it the person who made it, the programmer, the person using it?
Right. Yeah.
And how do we make sure AI is helping people, not the other way around?
Whoa. Okay. Heavy stuff.
Right.
And it's all happening in a kid's show, which is both impressive and kind of scary.
I know.
But before we spiral into an existential crisis about robots, let's talk about Neil.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, he's the hero here.
Right.
Total adrenaline rush. Disables the rogue SM-33.
Saves his friends.
Yeah, proves that even pacifists can be incredibly brave.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about how he acted in that scene?
I thought it was really powerful.
Yeah.
The whole episode, he's wrestling with this, like, hatred of violence.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he has to, he acts.
Right.
And he acts decisively.
Yes.
It's like a reminder that courage isn't just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the bravest thing you can do is go against what you believe in,
right,
to protect the people you care about.
Yeah, it really shows his character development. It's
yeah.
not just a reaction.
Mm.
He's choosing to protect his friends.
Yeah.
Even if it means going outside his comfort zone.
Makes you think, will this change how he sees pacifism?
Right.
Will he be more willing to fight now?
Yeah, those are great questions. And you know what else I was thinking about?
What's that?
That turbo laser.
Oh, yeah.
Remember earlier in the episode?
Uh-huh.
Haina shows it to Neil at the top of the school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was just a random detail.
No, it feels like Chekhov's gun. Just waiting to go off.
Right, raises the stakes. Like,
yeah.
Will he have to use it?
Right, and if he does, how will that change him?
Right.
And his relationships with the others?
Right. Okay, now I'm officially hooked.
Good.
So much to unpack. So many possibilities.
Yeah.
And that's just part one.
Oh, we're just getting started. You know, it's interesting how this episode, like, takes that whole lost in space thing
mm-hmm.
and kind of flips it on its head.
Yeah.
It's not just about finding a way home.
Right.
It's about realizing home might not be what they expect.
Right.
Even if they do get back.
Right. Yeah. And then on top of all that, they have to deal with the whole SM-33 betrayal.
Oh, yeah. That adds a whole other level of trauma to this episode.
It's not just broken trust. It's that fear
mm-hmm.
that even technology can be a weapon.
Yeah. Something you think is harmless, like a droid.
Yeah.
Turns out it can be used against you.
Yeah. And it's not just SM-33 either, right?
What do you mean?
That turbo laser?
Oh, yeah.
Haina shows Neil how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like she's tempting him.
Ooh, that's a good point.
With a different path.
Yeah, like do you stick to your pacifism?
Right.
Or do you fight back?
Right.
It definitely adds to that sense of foreboding.
Yeah, like a dark cloud hanging over him.
Definitely.
And it makes me think, is this episode setting up a bigger conflict?
Between?
Like technology and humanity.
Oh, interesting.
Like we see the dangers of AI, right?
Mm.
Unchecked AI.
The manipulation, the control.
Yeah. Do you think that's something they'll keep exploring?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, Skeleton Crew is asking some tough questions about how we use technology.
Yeah.
It's not just about cool gadgets.
Right.
It's about what happens when things go wrong.
Right. The ethical side of it all.
Exactly.
It makes me think about our own world, you know?
How so?
Like with AI advancing so quickly, people worried about losing their jobs.
Yeah.
All the ethical questions about algorithms.
It can be unsettling.
It is.
But that's what science fiction does so well, right?
Uh-huh.
It helps us explore those anxieties.
Right. And Skeleton Crew doesn't shy away from those downsides.
No, it doesn't.
Which I think is great.
It's refreshing.
Yeah, it is. And it's still a fun adventure story.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But let's get back to the characters for a sec.
Okay.
I'm curious how you think the others are dealing with the whole SM-33 thing.
Mm.
It feels like they're each processing it differently.
Oh, absolutely. You see, Fern, she's blaming herself.
Mm-hmm.
Feels guilty, like she should have seen it coming.
Right.
That weight of leadership is hitting her hard.
Yeah, it's like she lost her innocence.
Right.
She started this adventure so optimistic.
Believing in the good in everyone.
Yeah, and now she's seeing how easily trust can be broken.
It's a lot for someone so young.
It is, but it shows how much she's grown, too.
Mm.
She's not running from responsibility.
She's facing it head on.
Yeah.
That takes strength.
It does.
And then you have Wim, still trying to find the good.
Even in this mess.
Yeah, his optimism is almost defiant.
It's like he refuses to give in to fear.
Exactly. And that's so important for the group.
Mm-hmm.
He's the heart, the one who keeps them going.
Right.
Reminds them that things will get better.
Yeah. And KB, she jumps right into problem-solving mode.
Oh, yeah. She's all action.
No time for emotions. Just got to fix it.
Exactly.
You think her tech skills will be the key to getting off at 8 grand?
They'll definitely help them survive.
Mm-hmm.
She's resourceful, thinks fast, not afraid to try new things.
Yeah.
Those are good qualities to have in a crisis.
For sure.
And who knows, maybe she'll even figure out how to fix SM-33.
Oh, like reprogram him.
Yeah, turn him back into an ally.
That would be amazing.
A redemption arc for a rogue droid.
I'd love to see that.
Me too.
But let's zoom out for a minute.
Okay.
They're stranded on this war-torn planet.
Right.
Caught between these two clans.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they just ended up there by chance?
That's a good question.
Or is there something more going on?
I mean, remember that distress beacon?
Right.
That's what brought them to Ad-Ekran.
Right.
Who sent that?
And why?
Yeah, are they being used?
Ooh, pawns in some bigger game.
Exactly. Manipulated by forces they don't even understand.
Those other coordinates.
Yeah, from the Fallen Sanctum?
Yeah, or they point to other planets.
Naming.
Ad-Ekran isn't as isolated as it seems.
Mm, interesting.
What if this war
is
just one part of something much bigger?
Okay, now that is a thought that sends chills down my spine.
Right.
What if they stumbled onto something huge?
Yeah.
Like a galaxy-wide conspiracy. Mm-hmm. Talk about raising the stakes.
Right. And you know what else is interesting?
What's that?
The show doesn't tell us who's good and who's bad.
That's true.
Like, the Troiks are warriors, but they also have a strong community.
Yeah, sense of tradition.
And the Hattons, they stole the EPs.
Right.
But they're not just one-dimensional villains.
There's nuance there.
Yeah. What do you think about that moral ambiguity?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that makes Skeleton Crew so good.
Mm.
It's not just good versus evil.
Right.
These are characters with their own reasons, their own flaws.
Yeah.
You have to see things from their perspective.
It makes you question your own biases.
Exactly.
Reminds us that real life isn't black and white.
Right. There's your shades of gray.
And even the bad guys have their own motivations.
It makes it feel more real.
Yeah, more relatable.
Yeah.
These aren't just archetypes.
They feel like real people.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes their choices more interesting.
Yes, exactly. And then, of course, we have the whole mystery of At.
Right.
Why was it wiped from the star charts?
Mm.
What's hidden there?
And what about that treasure?
The one SM-33 was protecting.
Yeah. Keeps me up at night thinking about it.
Me too. It's clear At-Aten is more than just a planet.
Right.
It's a symbol.
Powerful.
And the fact that someone tried to erase it from history
makes you think it must be something important.
Right. Or dangerous.
Yeah, maybe it's ancient knowledge.
Lost technology.
Maybe even a connection to the Force.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
Right.
Whatever it is, it feels like it's going to be important for the crew.
I think so, too. Like, everything is pointing to At-Aten.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it holds the key to understanding the galaxy.
Yeah, and the crew is right at the center of it.
Whether they know it or not.
Right. It's like they're caught in this cosmic web.
Fate and destiny.
Yeah. And they're just starting to realize how deep it goes.
It's exciting.
It is. But you know what else I liked about this episode?
What's that?
The humor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they managed to bring in some funny moments, even with all the tension. Like that scene with Jod.
Oh, trying to teach them how to ride the Eopies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It breaks the tension without feeling forced.
It's a good point. It's like a reminder that even when things are bad,
right,
there's still room for laughter. Yeah, it makes the characters feel more human.
They're not just heroes or victims.
They're kids.
Yeah, trying to make sense of this crazy situation.
And sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Exactly. It's how you cope.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reminder that even in the dark times,
yeah,
there's still beauty and joy.
Totally agree. But let's step back and look at the bigger picture again.
Okay.
We talked about AT-ATN, the warring clans, the rogue AI.
Mm.
But I think this episode is also about identity.
Oh, interesting.
And belonging.
Like, how so?
These kids are lost.
Literally.
And figuratively.
Mm.
They're looking for a place to call home.
Yeah.
But they're also trying to figure out who they are.
In this crazy galaxy.
Yeah, and that's woven throughout the whole episode.
You see it with Neil.
Questioning his beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Fern taking on the leadership role.
Right.
Wim clinging to hope.
KB finding comfort in technology.
Yeah, they're all searching for their place.
Trying to figure out who they are.
And what they're meant to do.
It's a universal theme.
Yeah, and it's not just about individual identity either.
What else?
It's about their connection to each other.
Mm-hmm.
This crew, they're a family.
Right.
The one constant they have.
Yeah.
And facing these challenges together,
mm-hmm.
that's what's going to shape who they become.
As individuals.
And as a group.
It's about how shared experiences can change you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The bonds you form when you go through tough times together.
And it reminds us that we need each other.
Yeah.
Not just for support, but to help us figure out who we are.
Beautifully said.
And it makes me think about the title, Can't Say I Remember Noah Atten.
Mm.
It's not just a physical place.
Right.
It's about longing.
Yearning for that feeling of belonging.
Feeling safe and connected.
And that journey home.
Both literally and metaphorically.
Yeah, that's what the series is all about.
But what do you think they'll find when they get to AT-ATN?
That's the big question, right?
Will it be the paradise they're imagining?
Or will they be disappointed? I think it depends on how much they've changed.
Mm-hmm.
If they're still holding on to those childhood illusions.
Yeah.
Thinking AT-ATN is this perfect place.
Right.
They're going to be let down.
But if they've learned to see things more clearly.
Instead of the complexity.
The shades of gray.
Yeah, maybe they'll find a different kind of home.
Yeah.
A place that's more meaningful.
Because it's not perfect.
Exactly.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
It's like the journey is the real treasure.
The growth.
The transformation.
Changing how they understand home and belonging.
Yeah, that's really insightful.
It makes you wonder, what does home even mean here?
Right.
Is it just a place?
Yeah.
Like a dot on a map?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, I don't know, something more?
Ooh, I like that.
A feeling of connection.
Yeah.
Belonging. Being understood.
That's a great question.
It feels like that's what this show's really getting at, you know?
Yeah.
Not just spaceships and laser swords, but finding your place in all this chaos.
Yeah. Even when the galaxy feels, I don't know, unpredictable.
Exactly.
And for these kids, it's even more intense, right?
Oh, for sure.
They've lost their family.
Ripped away from everything they know.
Thrust into this crazy adventure.
They're searching for home.
Yeah.
But they're also searching for themselves.
Right. It's not just about getting back to AT-ATN.
It's about finding where you belong.
Where you can be yourself.
Flaws and all.
And even though the episode ends on a bit of a cliffhanger, there's still that glimmer of hope.
Oh, yeah.
They've been through so much.
So much. But they haven't given up.
They keep fighting.
Yeah.
Keep searching.
They still believe in a better future.
What does that tell you?
About their resilience.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's like proof that the human spirit,
that desire to survive,
to overcome anything,
find meaning in the struggle.
They're learning that hope isn't just a feeling.
It's a choice.
Yeah.
You got to keep going, even when it's tough.
Even when the odds are stacked against you.
And they're not just doing it alone either.
Yeah.
They have each other.
Their bond is a crew.
They're drawing strength from that.
It's their lifeline.
Yeah. Do you think that's what keeps them going?
I think so. Their friendship is their anchor.
They bicker like siblings.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But when it matters,
mm-hmm.
they're there for each other. They offer support, encouragement.
A sense of purpose.
It's a reminder that even in space, out there in the vastness of it all, human connection is what matters.
It really is.
And it's not just about finding comfort in each other.
No.
It's about learning to trust your own instincts.
Yeah.
Your abilities.
Like we see Neil stepping up, Fern making tough calls.
Wim with his words of wisdom.
Peibi using her tech skills to solve problems.
They're coming into their own.
Discovering their strength.
Realizing they can do more than they thought.
Adversity breeds growth, right?
It's like they have to face their limitations.
Push past their fears.
And in doing that, they discover what they're truly capable of.
It's pretty amazing to watch.
It is, and it brings us back to that title, Can't Say I Remember Noat Atten.
So much packed into that one line.
It's about loss, about a home that only exists in memory.
Yeah, but it's also about realizing you can't go back.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they find Ed Atten,
yeah,
it won't be the same as they remember it.
Right.
Growing up means letting go sometimes.
Accepting that things change.
Embracing the unknown.
Even when it's scary.
The journey home.
It's about finding yourself as much as it's about finding a place.
I think you're right.
And it leaves us with so many questions.
Okay.
Will they ever find Ed Atten?
What's waiting for them?
How will all of this change them in the long run?
Questions for another deep dive.
This has been incredible.
It has.
So much to think about. So much to look forward to.
What are your final thoughts?
About, I can't say I remember no Ed Atten.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Adventure, suspense, so much emotion packed into one episode.
It reminds us that even in Star Wars, the best stories are about what's in here.
The human heart.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So, to our listeners out there,
keep exploring.
Keep asking questions.
And never give up hope.
The galaxy is a big place.
Full of wonder, danger, and possibilities.
Embrace the journey.
May the Force be with you always.